Here we go from Fat Profits, Greg Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
US markets. How much more they got coming, this lolly money?
Well, yeah, looks like the bit coming on Monday, of course. Congress returns to Washington to debate another COVID aid bill, and obviously these unemployment benefits are set to expire on July 31. Some industries are already sticking their hands out. The US travel industry have asked for a wish list of around $10 billion in federal grants. One of their ideas is tax credits of up to 50% for travellers up to $3,000 per family at the end of 2022. So look, that got markets a little bit hopeful, just the prospect of this aid bill. On Friday, the S&P was up 0.28%, a bit of rotation from tech into sort of healthcare, real estate, utilities, non-tech. Goldman Sachs, it was lower, but BlackRock, that's the world's largest asset manager, that was up nearly 4%. And yeah, for the week, the S&P 500 Dow, they're about 1.2%, 2.3%, respectively. Of course, we had a few positive reports on the development of a vaccine as well. But yeah, tech stocks, they were lower for the week. Microsoft, Amazon, they were sold off. Obviously, had pretty good runs, particularly Amazon. And the second quarter earnings season shifts into higher gear this week. We've got Tesla reporting on Wednesday. They had a topsy-turvy week, ended up pretty much flat. We've got Microsoft, Intel, and Verizon as well.
What about Netflix? Now, here's an interesting thing. I assume you picked this up as well. Their third quarter numbers they're projecting are in the toilet, comparatively speaking. So that's everyone watched Netflix in the lockdown. Now no one's going to watch it ever again.
Yeah, sort of peak Netflix, I suppose that's what the market's worried about, of course, yeah. So the shares, yeah, they've been on a tear this year. They're still up 50%, obviously amongst the stay-at-home stocks that have thrived, but yeah, the shares sank 6.5% on Friday. So yeah, they actually hit the ground running on revenue and also subscriber additions, but it was the earnings side which the market was looking at, and also the forecast that you mentioned. So earnings were $1.59 versus $1.81 expected. Revenues, though, $6.15 billion for the quarter, $6.08 billion expected. The markets were looking for additions of around about 8.3 million. They got 10.1 million, so that was pretty good. But, yeah, it was all about the guidance. As I say, you know, obviously been going gangbusters during the lockdowns, but everyone, I suppose, signed up that it was going to, in theory. But, yeah, third quarter guidance of $6.3 billion below estimates of 6.4, third quarter earnings of 2.09 a share versus estimates of 2.01, so that's slightly better. But yeah, they expect 2.5 net subscriber additions for the third quarter, but the market's looking for 5.3 million, so that's the problem. Interestingly, Netflix is still citing they've got plenty of rivals amongst those. TikTok, maybe they'll get a helping hand if that gets banned TikTok in a few places.
TikTok. I'm telling the kids to get rid of TikTok because old President Xi's looking in on everything they're doing. Now, the EU, what's the problem? I thought the ECB met and they were holding things the way they were. Is there something going wrong here?
Yes, this is the stimulus plan from the EU itself. So obviously the ECB is still on board, but this is into its third day, continuing on Sunday these marathon negotiations over there. This is over a new bill, or I suppose a new aid bill, effectively 750 billion euros. That's the package. There's a debate over how that looks like, whether it's grants, whether it's loans, combination. At this stage, 500 billion euros in grants, 250 billion euros in loans. The old North versus South thing coming up, likes of Netherlands, they want less in the way of grants without conditions. Obviously, the likes of Italy, which are already under pressure, they want to see a larger portion of grants. So, yeah, it's the frugal North, the richer states versus the poorer South, if you like. Merkel said there's no guarantees that there'll be a result. You've got Italian Prime Minister Conte, he's accused the Netherlands and some of its allies of blackmail. So, yeah, it's actually being framed up as another make-or-break moment for the summit. We've had it for the EU, should I say, we've had a few of those. And, yeah, negotiations continuing.
Give us some numbers.
Yeah, sure. So the Dow, it was actually down 0.23%. S&P and NASDAQ, they are both up 0.28%. The FTSE was higher as well. ASX 200 up 0.38% in Aussie. The gold market, that continues to go along quite nicely. Gold up $10.18 an ounce. Oil down 15 cents, $40.59 a barrel. The currency's mixed for the Kiwi dollar, 65.6 against the Aussie. It was up 93.7 for the A dollar. That was flat, 65.6 for the US, 57.4. 4 against the euro. That was flat. 52.2 against sterling, 70.2 against the yen. The NZ50 stocks had a positive day on Friday at 0.7%, 11,584. Be a lot resting on the earnings side from the US this week, and obviously any further progress on a vaccine.
Catch up soon. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith out of Fat Profits this Monday morning.